And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, again. It's November 3rd, 2008. You are listening to the Liberty Hour. As usual, I am one of your hosts, Mark Glenn, Cub reporter with American Free Press newspaper. Please check it out on the net at AmericanFreePress.net. And along with me is my very good friend, confidant, brother-in-arms, war hero, Phil Turney, survivor of Israel's deliberate, premeditated, murderous assault on a U.S. Navy ship 41 years ago that resulted in the deaths of 34 American sons. Phil, are you with us?
I am, Mark. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Here we are again, 1 week later and just a few days before this election that has got a lot of people puzzled, a lot of people up in arms, a lot of people puzzled. To many people, it seems it's a foregone conclusion that America's going to have her first black president, despite what Bill Clinton said during his administration, that he was America's first black president. As I've said before, I'm not convinced yet. I'm still waiting to see if powers that be pull a rabbit out of their hat and decide to bring McCain in as their boy, since McCain has signaled that he will do whatever is asked of him by his Zionist masters. So, but a lot of other interesting stuff to talk about in the news today. We do have a very interesting and important guest scheduled to be with us today. As I said, a lot of interesting news, the first of which deals with the Free Gaza movement. You'll remember, folks, that a few months ago, Phil and I had on as guests some of the people who were going to be aboard two ships sailing from Cyprus to Gaza in order to break Israel's blockade of that region and bring some much-needed humanitarian supplies. Well, one of those ships was named the USS Liberty after the USS Liberty, and as it turned out, Israel did not sink them the way that she was saying she would do if they tried to sail to Gaza. And then this week, the same movement christened a new ship, the SS Dignity, and they broke through the siege again, despite the fact that Israel was threatening to fire on them and to sink their ships. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, and I think I can speak for Phil on this as well, you know, these folks, they deserve three cheers from all of us, because how many of us would have the guts to go out there and do what these folks did? It just goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, what can be achieved when a few good people decide that they're mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore. In addition to that, we have some very interesting news since we are talking about the election and politics. We have some interesting news dealing with Ralph Nader. Phil, why don't you fill the people in on the latest controversy involving Ralph Nader?
Yeah, I will, Mark. Thanks. Reading what email I have just a little bit this morning, it looks like that our good boy Ralph Nader, you know, the forever president, he's been trying, I don't know, for the last 150 years. One of these days he's going to make it if he lives long enough. But he is a ardent supporter of the USS Liberty, I guess. And that is very, very good news. And I'd like to see him on the air with us sometime. You think we can get him?
Actually, I think we can, and we'll pick up the discussion of what Nader has said recently after the break. So everybody stay tuned. We've got to go to this break, and we'll be back in three. Don't go away.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about a dollar a day, you can win the race. GetTheTea.com. Or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go for the first hour of the Liberty Hour, and glad to be back on this Saturday morning with again, Mark Glenn, Cub reporter, as he says, American Free Press. And if you guys haven't read anything that Mark has written or any of his articles, you're missing out on a whole lot. He's a very brilliant writer and has some great articles in American Free Press, and you need to read that newspaper. And you learn a lot about what's going on in this crazy world we live in. But also, you know, every morning or every Saturday morning, I try to start out and let everybody know that the way we feel about this radio show and why it happens, and we're the only radio show online that I know of, or any newspaper that covers the USS Liberty extensively. And this show is dedicated to the 34 men that were slaughtered that day and the 174 that were wounded in a sneak attack by the government of Israel, and subsequently covered up by both countries, United States and Israel. Not only then, but now. The cover-up is just as deep now, or deeper, than it was the day that they attacked us. And again, this show is dedicated to those 34 men, so let's not forget them. Let's not forget their sacrifices, their family sacrifices, or the shipmates' sacrifices that served along with them. And God bless them. And what I've been doing is reading off one name every week, trying to give them just a little bit more dignity and bring a little bit more of closeness into your hearts and ours too. And Mark and I decided that we are going to continue to do that, but we're going to do it in a little bit different format. So you'll find out what that is next week, and it'll be just a little bit better and a little bit more honorable to those dead men that died aboard the Liberty serving this country in a sneak attack by the government of Israel. I'd like to also say that I've been getting, you know, quite a few emails, and I got some phone calls and so on and so forth about the book assault on the Liberty, where it says that that the executive officer, Philip McCutcheon Armstrong, was nothing but a raving drunk and so on and so forth, and that, you know, he was hiding it for the captain and such things as that. You know, I don't know if that sold any more books for Jim or not. It didn't make the book, I'll tell you that. Master Chief Brooks, he started reading the book, and he took it, and he threw it across the floor, and he says, I'm not going to read that piece of garbage against my executive officer. There's no way that I'm going to read that. And, you know, he's right. There's no reason to put that kind of garbage in there, because it does the book no good. All it does is cut down the crew. And, you know, the old man in Ennis's book, he says, well, the old man just, you know, he's real stout, and, you know, he's a very observant and nice guy, and, you know, a stiff upper lip type of fellow and everything like that. Well, listen, it's the old man's duty to know what's going on aboard that ship. And I you know, I just, can't imagine that, Captain McGonagall, you know, would, just, walk by all the time and say, hey, I don't care what's going on or who's drinking or whatever. But, there wasn't, as much going on as Jim Ennis might make you try to believe in his book. It was all just for glory and trying to sell his book and try to make some more money off of it. You know, I don't think Jim has apologized to the Armstrong family yet, but Jim, if you got it in your heart, I don't think you probably do, but if you do, you need to get a hold of these people and apologize to them, if they would even listen to you. But it's at least something you ought to try to do, and maybe it'll take a little of that blackness off your heart and put a little red blood back into it, rather than what you did to the Armstrong family and others in that book. Also, I just wanted to thank RBN radio station, especially John Stadtmiller, for several reasons. And Manny and the crew and Terry today, is that since we've been on this radio show, we have not gotten one bit of organizational orders from the top down or the bottom up to Mark or me ever telling us what to say, who to say it, what guest to have on. All we try to do is to be, as nice and honest to the guests and callers as we can. But, you talk about a pillar of the First Amendment. Now, RBN is that pillar. And I want to thank John Stadtmiller, from the very depths of my heart for, him giving us this, 2 hours every Saturday, remembering the crew of the USS Liberty, and also more than that, remembering what made this country great is a freedom of speech. And we get that every Saturday. We get that freedom of speech, unfeathered freedom of speech. And, I really appreciate it. I know Mark does. So I thank you all out there. When you listen to the show, you'll understand that, listen, we say what's in our hearts. We don't try to run anybody down the wrong path. We try to tell you the truth. If we're wrong, call us on it. And if we're right, call us on that too. But, Mark, we have, as you said, a very, very important guest that's going to be with us today, and I would like you to, if you would please, just give us a little bit of background on Ken.
Well, I will. Before that, I'm going to finish up some business that we started in the first 5 minutes, dealing with Ralph Nader. Of course, he is the presidential candidate for the Green Party, and as you said, he has been running for president now for about 150 years, as you said. But interestingly enough, Nader recently called upon John McCain, the Republican candidate for the presidency, to come clean about the USS Liberty. Nader says that that even though it was McCain's father, Admiral McCain, who was the commander of European forces, who was the one who oversaw the cover-up of this deliberate attack on the U.S. Navy ship, John McCain Jr., the senator from Arizona today, he has basically continued on with his father's lies by putting his endorsement to a book written by Judge Aaron Kristol, a federal bankruptcy judge in Florida, who is a big supporter of Israel, wrote a book a few years ago entitled The Liberty Incident, that basically exculpated Israel of any wrongdoing I have not read the book, but I have read excerpts of it, and I can tell you based upon what knowledge I have of the Liberty Attack, that it is just a book full of lies. And so Nader has come out and has challenged John McCain to come clean about the Liberty and to tell the truth about the Liberty. Now, as of this moment, the media has not picked up on it at all, has not mentioned it at all. I found out about it because it appeared on a military website where they were talking about it and debating it. But, you know, Phil, can you imagine the lack of media coverage that this got, okay? If Nader, instead of calling upon McCain to come clean about Israel's deliberate attack on the USS Liberty, can you imagine if he said something to the tune, well, I don't know that that the Holocaust really happened the way that, you know, we have been told that it did, or something similar to that. His name, his face, it would have been splashed across every television station, every newspaper in America. But when he mentions the Liberty, literally, they clam up and they don't say a peep about it. Now, that just goes to show you folks out there listening that we do not have free speech in this country. We live in an age of controlled information. You have a handful of people who decide what we see, what we hear, what we read, and then by default, what we think. As I said, if Nader had said anything else, and particularly if it was something that the Jewish lobby in this country found to be offensive or unacceptable, we wouldn't be hearing the end of it. It would be ringing in our ears. But yet, because he brings up the unmentionable, which is Israel's attack on the USS Liberty, and as I've said before, Phil, this is the most covered-up event in our nation's history. You look at JFK, the JFK assassination. You look at the assassination of his brother. All of these other things, the thousands of books, articles, documentaries, movies, everything else that's been made about them. And then you look at how much discussion has taken place with regards to Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. And there's just simply no comparison. They don't want people talking about the USS Liberty, and it's obvious why. Because 2 minutes, any person with three functioning brain cells, 2 minutes after looking at some of the evidence, there's no way that they are going to walk away concluding anything other than it was a deliberate attack, it was a deliberate act of war on the American people, and that it has been covered up for the last 41 years by the same nation for whom we are now expending our the blood of our young people and literally about $1 billion tax dollars a day in fighting wars for. So that's just something to think about. I invite everybody out there to look up this thing. You know, and Phil, the really disgusting thing is on this particular website where this article appeared, you know, you have a comment section down at the bottom. And this is a military website, I think it's military.com, that is supposedly dedicated to discussing the well-being of the U.S. military. The comments on this article are just absolutely sickening to read. If we are to believe, you know, what's going on here, you have military people who basically are siding with Israel. This is U.S. military personnel siding with Israel and saying, oh, no, we can't talk about this. Nader, he's a rat for bringing this up, blah, blah, blah. I thought we were supposed to support the troops. What about the troops on the USS Liberty? Anyway, there is that music indicating we're going to our break. When we come back, we will be bringing up our special guest today. And ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss this. This is going to be one heck of a good show. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. As I said, we have a special guest with us today. I apologize to him for bringing him up so late. But as you know out there, ladies and gentlemen, by the time Saturday morning rolls around, Phil and I are wound up pretty good after reading the week's news. And so when we get a chance to vent, we really let loose. And so sometimes we go a little bit longer than we plan on that, and so anyway, I want to extend that apology to our guest before bringing him up. Let me introduce him, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Ken Capalbo, and he is running for Congress, the same seat that is held by, I believe, Patrick Kennedy. And he has. This is not the first time that Mr. Capalbo has run for office. According to the news reports that I've read and the discussion that Phil and I had with him last night, his motivation for running for office is not that he wants to enrich himself or that he wants the kingly treatment that so many of our politicians get, but rather because he recognizes that our country is going down the toilet, and he fears for the future, and he wants to do what he can as an American citizen to try and save this once great nation. And so having said that, I'd like to introduce to you Ken Capalbo. Ken, are you with us? Ken?
All right. Yes.
There you
hear me?
Okay. Yeah, you sound good.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on the show this morning. Why don't you tell the folks about your website and how they can learn more about your candidacy?
Okay. Well, my website is www.voteforkencapalbo. That's C A P as in Paul, A-L, B as in boy, O.com. And basically, I'm running because of foreign policy issues. And again, my name is Ken Capalvo. You need no apology for me. I'm supportive entirely of what you're trying to do. I'm running again for Congress in the 1st Congressional District in Rhode Island, and I'm running as an independent for a seat that is currently held by Patrick Kennedy. I'm running because I'm opposed to the war in Iraq, I'm opposed to our foreign policy, and I'm opposed to Israel's control over our foreign policy. And the one event that epitomizes our foreign policy is the attack on the USS Liberty on July 8, 1967. Israel claims that it was a case of mistaken identity. They did not know the ship was American. The Americans on the Liberty claimed that after being attacked by jet fighters and by PT boats, which fired torpedoes at the Liberty, the torpedo boats came within 50 feet of the ship and shot at American sailors on the deck of the Liberty as they sailors tried to help one another. 34 Americans were murdered and 174 were wounded. If the Americans are telling the truth, it would be impossible for the Israelis not to know that the ship was American, and Israel should be charged with a war crime. If the Americans on their Liberty are lying, they should be charged criminally with obstruction of justice. I am calling for a congressional investigation into the USS Liberty incident, and I say support the troops on the USS Liberty. I have spoken to Dave Lewis, who I think was the research department head on the USS Liberty. I explained to him what I was going to do. I asked if he would give me permission to give his phone number to the Rhode Island Congressional Delegation. He stated that he would welcome the opportunity to speak to members of Congress. And then I asked the individuals, do they have the courage to speak to Dave Lewis? We had a forum at which one of the congressmen was there, Jim Langevin. Patrick Kennedy has shown up to nothing. And I asked after the forum, I went to Jim and I said, Jim, I have his phone number. Would you like to have it? And you can contact him and you can discuss it with him. Well, I'll get back to you if I need to ask any further questions. Of course, that was it. I heard no further, and I don't expect to. So I'm running because of our foreign policy, and I bring the issue up of the USS Liberty because it epitomizes our foreign policy and the direction this country is going.
Well, Ken, I cannot congratulate you more on a more, powerful introduction. You know, Ken, you don't hear too many people. Of course, I mean, you'll hear politicians saying, things in this country, they're terrible, we gotta do something, blah, blah, blah. But of course, they're only saying that in the same way the lawyer comes along with somebody who, has just gotten in a car accident, and he says, oh, you poor thing, we've gotta get you some justice here. You don't see too many politicians or people running for political office who run on such a controversial topic such as this. Now, I can only imagine that you haven't been treated very well by the media, either on a local level or a national level as a result of your views. Is that correct?
Oh, that is correct. They basically, see, they understand my situation. My situation is I don't have a lot of money. So consequently, they realize, and I've had ads on television, small ads on MSNBC, and they run nightly, 30-second and a minute ads. I had two. Or three I made up, had produced, and there were three on there. They're inexpensive ads. They're not expensive. So they've been running since July every night. What they have decided to do evidently, and they seem to be very successful at it, is they pay no attention to me whatsoever, and they realize in a few days, election's over, there goes Ken Capalvo. We won't hear from him again. Of course they will, but, you know, it'll happen again in 2 years or in letters to the editor, which I submit, which they don't publish for the most part, at least in the statewide paper. So consequently, that's their view. I mean, if you have a lot of money, they will attack you. They'll come out and they will attack you for...
Ken, I'm sorry. Hold that thought. We have to go to a break. We'll be right back. Everybody, okay. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss today's show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go for the second hour of the Liberty Hour. I would like to thank Ken again for being on our show. And I just want to ask you a question, Ken. A few minutes ago, you were talking about the Liberty, and you said it very well, and I was there. I couldn't have said it better myself. But, you know, as the government has gone along with this murderous attack, and it continues to this day, with the United States Congress, our president, on down to the dog catchers, I wonder, you know, what is your view, and what is your take, or what do people say to you when you talk about the liberty, or what this Zionist government is doing to the United States?
Well, of course, I was going to say the first thing they talk about is the, are you anti-Semitic and anti-this and anti-that, and that's what they bring up all the time. And I tell them, no, I'm not. I am not anti-Semitic. I am not anti-Israel. I am anti-Zionist, because I think it's a racist philosophy. But I'm not anti-Zionist. I'm not anti-Israel. I don't want to see Israel destroyed. I'm not anti-Semitic. And that's what they want to talk about. And when you talk about something like the USS Liberty, I'm not sure if they close their mind to it, because I try to break it down. I've done this so many times, I keep on trying to make it shorter and smaller. And what I got down to is the fact, again, that the sailors and the Americans on that ship stated that after the attacks by the jet fighters and by the PT boats, they came within 50 feet of the Liberty. I stressed that to people. And I said, look, from 50 feet, you can mistake the boat. It cannot be an Egyptian boat or whatever. You have to recognize it as an American. In honesty, from 1,000 feet with modern technology, even in 1967, you could tell what the ship they were talking about. And they had aerial surveillance about this. It's clear that they didn't know if you investigate it, if you look into it. But breaking it down to as small pieces as I can, I bring it down to that point. The Americans on the ship claim that they came within 50 feet and continued to shoot at the sailors on the ship. Now, if that's true, there is no question they had to know that it was an American ship. If it is not true, and I asked Dave Lewis for permission to mention these things, or to say it, to put it this exact way. If it's not true, charge the people on that ship with obstruction of justice, charge them criminally, take every medal that they gave them, take them back, and charge them with a crime. One or the other. Now, I don't know how more simple that you can make things, and I don't know how you can argue with that position. If it's a lie, charge them. If it's not a lie, charge Israel with a war crime. It can't be anything else. It's one or the other. But that's the response. And then you hear there was a taping yesterday on Channel 10, which is a local NBC channel, and it's going to be aired Sunday or tomorrow. It was taped yesterday. And, you mentioned these things, and they talk, well, gee, that was 41 years ago, and look, the economy is the most important issue today, and this and that, and whatever. And I said, okay, I agree. The economy today is what we have to deal with. But that doesn't mean all these other issues go away. These people on the ship, the survivors on that ship that are still living, their families deserve justice. Give them a congressional investigation. Allow them to talk to the media, to the to Congress, speak before Congress, televise it on TV, and come to a solution to this problem. It is one thing or another. It is not confusing. If it came within 50 feet, it's a war crime. If they didn't come within 50 feet, charge the Americans with obstruction of justice. I don't know how more simple you can make it than that, but they basically don't want to hear it. And again, they either call you anti-Semitic or anti-this or that. Or they say, gee, this happened 41 years ago. Now, there are other incidents that Israel has been involved in, and the United States too, but Israel has been involved in, the Levant affair being one, where they deny things, and eventually they admit them. They admit now, the historians admit, that there was ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians after 47 and 48. There was ethnic cleansing after 67. They admit these things, but that's way after the fact. They try to look at it as, well, gee, that's a long time ago. We're very sorry about that, but now let's move on. So like in America, talking about the treatment of the Japanese after Pearl Harbor. Now, years later, we send some money to them, and we say, oh, we're so very sorry. And then we do the same thing to the Iraqis in this country, the Muslims in this country. We do the same thing now. And 20 years from now, we'll probably say, oh, gee, that was terrible treatment and terrible treatment of the Muslim population or the Middle East citizens population. And then we do this. If they came up again, if we had another war with Japan, they'd try to put all the Japanese in jail and prison in concentration camps again. You know, it's a phony thing that they're trying to do. And that's what Israel is trying to do. Eventually, I have no doubt, eventually Israel will say, you know what, we did. It was an attack on the liberty and the reasons for it, and they can go over whatever reasons. But whatever the reasons are, they go over those reasons, and then they'll say, but, you know, that was 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. All the people around the liberty, they have all died. I mean, we need to move on in things. We can't continue to stay in the past. And that's going to be their goal. They will eventually admit it or have to admit it. And my feeling is it should be now. Have a congressional investigation. That's all you need. Let the facts show them to be what they are.
You know, Ken, I can't help but think certain things when I hear you say that. I think that you are exactly right, as you mentioned last night in our conversation. It's this issue of facts on the ground. And they're going to say, oh, it was a long time ago, and why do we have to live in the past, and all that stuff, which is true. This is what Israel does. They deny when they're caught with their hand in the cookie jar. And then after a while they say, well, okay, yeah, my hand is in the cookie jar, but you know, I had a right to do it, and that was a long time ago. That was 10 minutes ago. So let's move ahead. Let's look towards the future. Let's talk about something else. However, I do say, you know, that if that's the case, if we're supposed to let go of the past, then let's let go of all of it. Let's let go of what happened during World War II. Let's not throw about, the Holocaust and everything else that has taken place. Of course, they'll never go for that. Asking them to let go of the Holocaust or World War II or anything like that is like asking Christians to forget about Jesus Christ. That's number one. Number two, you're right. They are waiting for these guys to just die off. And, you know, what would be a more fitting stick in the eye, slap in the face, then to go ahead and have them admit, say, yeah, we did do it, blah, blah, blah. Of course, while they're admitting they did do it, they're snickering to themselves and snickering to us and saying, and guess what, America, we got away with it.
Agreed. That's the way that's actually the way all countries tend to do things. They put it so far in the past. You know, we look at our slavery in this country and, some things are, I look at World War II as kind of a beginning, because after World War II, we decided that what happened in World War II was so horrendous that we've got to put an end to these things. We have to start dealing with things a little differently. Up to World War II, and in fact, in the Third World today, the way they settle things is very simple. And the example I give is, for example, like a Genghis Khan. But Genghis Khan's no different than all the other conquerors in the world and whatever. Genghis Khan would come in my little town of South Kingstown. He'd come into a South Kingstown. He'd fight a little battle here, and there'd be 40 Americans or 40 South Kingstown people die. Then he'd move to the next town, which is Narragansett, and in South Kingstown, he'd leave 10 people behind to administer the town. Well, the South Kingstown people would look and say, geez, 10 people, we can kill these people and we take back our town. So they kill them. Genghis Khan finds out about it. He says, oops, that's not good. So we go back to South Kingstown. They wipe out every single person in the town of South Kingstown. Then they go to Narragansett, and they have a little battle, and 20 people die, and move to the next town up, North Kingstown. The people in Narragansett say, you know something? I think we do not want to leave these 10 administrators. We don't want to do anything harmful to them because we know what they're going to do. This is how the world has been run for 100,000 years. Mm-hmm. World War II, to me, was a point that says no more. Yeah, the solution in, if you want to call it that, the only solution, the way we look at things in Iraq, is to find somebody like Saddam. Now, I want to point out very clearly, I am opposed to that. But Saddam was able to control that country. Because if you fooled with him, he'd go in and kill 10,000 people. He slaughtered them. I don't want to see that. But that's the only way you'll control that country, the way, with America going in there, is to find somebody like a Saddam Hussein. That has got to be things in the past. The Palestinians, if the Israelis had their way, they would, they'd go in and wipe out a few thousand of them, just go in and slaughter a few thousand. And the rest of them would say, look, we can't fight this. We have to accept it. Mm-hmm. That's wrong. And I think that's the type of thing that went pre-war, World War II in the modern Western world. And that's something we cannot accept.
Well, I agree. Whenever I get grief from people who say that my views about Israel, particularly as they pertain to the Palestinian situation, that they say, you're an extremist and blah, blah, blah. And I say, hey, listen, this is what we were raised in the post-World War II era to believe. I mean, how many times has it been shoved down our throats and in our eyes and in our ears and every other place you can imagine that racism is bad, that genocide is bad, never again, we can never allow this to happen again, and yet we're supposed to sit back and allow it to happen all over again. When the situation changes to where instead of the Jews being the underdog, instead of the Jews being the victims, they are the victimizers. So what I say to people who don't like my position on this, I say, hey, listen, if you think that I'm a monster, just remember, I'm a monster that you created. You lectured me for the last 60 years saying genocide was wrong, that racism is wrong, and all the rest of it. So the fact that now that this thing is rearing up and it's biting you on the rear end, you have to keep in mind this is something that you created for yourself. Ken, we have a caller who would like to ask you a question, if that would be all right. I'm going to go ahead and bring up Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Oh, good morning, Mark and Phil and Ken.
How you doing, Dave?
Morning, Dave.
You know, Mark, you just said a mouthful there. You know, that's what makes me tick, Mark. I never quite, you just put your finger on it, and it never really crystallized in my mind. But that's the way I was raised, and that's the way I fight so hard, because I was taught all about the cost and how totalitarianism and tyranny can happen. And I was raised to always fight against that, to make sure that it never happens again. And I see it happening again. And as you say, it so happens. It's not the Jewish people that are the victims this time. It's other people, for example, like the Arabs and the Iraqis and the Palestinians, and next it might be Iranians. But yeah, I mean, I'm the same kind of monster, Mark, because they created us, huh?
That's right. That's exactly right. Now they want to change the rules, and they want us to, and see, this really does go to speak towards what the agenda was from the beginning, which is that we should only see the persecution of the Jews as a bad thing. But any time that the shoe is on the other foot, and the Jews, instead of being the victims, become the victimizers, well, we're supposed to applaud that. Well, I'm sorry. I have this thing known as a conscience. I have this thing known as my humanity. It was given to me by God, and you can't have it. You cannot have it. It's mine, and I plan to exercise it for the good of my fellow man. So the fact that that they don't like it, I say, well, hey, that's tough. You're just going to have to live with that.
Yeah, very good, Mark. And you know, one thing I'd like to say to Ken, I didn't catch his last name, but I know it's an Italian sounding name. But Ken, you know, we're all trying to get away from Ken. We're all trying to break the of calling the attack on the Liberty an incident, because if you go to the dictionary, you'll find the definition in the dictionary says that an incident is a relatively minor occurrence. You know, so we don't talk about the Alamo incident. We don't talk about the Pearl Harbor incident. We don't even talk about the incident. An incident is a relatively minor occurrence. So you know, more. I always try now to say the Liberty, or at least the attack on. Back on the Liberty, but I never call it an incident anymore, you know?
Phil, are you there?
Mark?
Phil Turney.
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead. I was just...
Oh, I just wanted to make sure we hadn't lost you. I haven't heard from you in a little bit. Wanted to bring you back up.
No, that's fine. I was just listening and thinking about what you guys were talking about the Palestinians and, you know, 1.5 million of them caged up like animals, and you know, you think about it, the Israelis don't have to go in there and use a bullet because of what they're doing to them. You know, they're starving to death. They have no water, no clean water to drink. They're dying by disease. I mean, they don't have to go in there and shoot them. Just the attrition will take care of itself. Day by day, it will kill off these Palestinians, and that's what they're doing, and that's what's happening. Rather than going in, it's the same thing as using bullets, but it's just, it's not quite, you know, it's not perceived that way in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, keep this in mind. I know people probably get sick of me getting on my soapbox like this, but if what had been done to the Palestinians and to the Lebanese and to the Iraqis and everybody else since 1948, had this been done to the Jews in any capacity, we would not hear the end of it. It would be in our faces and in our ears 24/7. So, but when it comes to the other people, we're supposed to look the other way and say, well, you know, this is what you got to do. I mean, these terrorists, you know, you've got to kill them in the crib before they grow up and become suicide bombers. And you know, this is destroying our country, this way of thinking. Anybody who doubts that we are losing, we have lost 4,000 of our young people in Iraq and Afghanistan, and it is because of the fact that the attack on the Liberty was not dealt with the way that it would have been dealt with had it been any other country that did it. And I guarantee you that had that ship sunk to the bottom of the sea, as Israel planned that day, we would hear about the USS Liberty, but it wouldn't be from the standpoint that Israel had attacked us, but rather that it was Ahab the Arab who did it. And this is the reason why America has to expend its blood in terms of its young people in the military and the lifeblood of our financial system in supporting this thing. So anyway, hey, I've been talking too much. I'm going to let you fellas take over for a while.
Mark?
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Oh, Let me just say this to Ken, Mark, and I think I mentioned this last week, but you know, one of the example I really can think of, and Mike Piper and Reverend Ted Pikes are like experts on the Talmud, and I've read out of the Talmud myself, and it does say stuff like the Talmud. It talks about how much more valuable a Jewish life is than you know, like a Jewish life is worth more. 10,000 goyim and thing, but
Dave, hold on a thought. We've got to go to a break, and we'll bring you back up right after break. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 minutes of today's show. We have with us a very special guest. Phil and I are very honored to have him on. And it is Ken Cabalbo, who is running for a seat in one of Rhode Island's congressional districts. He's running against Patrick Kennedy. And Mr. Cabalbo is running on the platform that America faces its most dangerous situation yet as a result of Zionist influence in our government. Dave, why don't you go ahead and finish up your thoughts, and we're going to give Ken a chance to comment.
Okay, because this is going to be a good point, Mark. I just want to say, very quickly, Mark, I consider you a modern-day Martin Niemöller. You know who Martin Niemöller was?
Go ahead. I assume he was somebody good, but he probably was hated. He was probably a troublemaker, right?
No. He's the one that said, you know, first they came to the unionists, and
Okay.
But anyways, what I was going to say is the Talmud, Mark, really comes alive to me in this USS Liberty massacre, and I'll tell you why. What the Talmud tells me is one elderly, and I don't know how elderly he was, let me just, one disabled Jewish man in a wheelchair is more valuable, his life is more valuable than 34 able-bodied American seamen. As far as I know, the Talmud might be so outrageous that it would almost teach that one disabled Jewish man in a wheelchair is more valuable than all the lives of all the able-bodied seamen in the Navy. But but when I think about that saturation coverage that the Achille Lauro and Leon Klinghoffer got. And everybody and their uncle knows all about, oh yeah, that was the guy in the wheelchair that those evil terrorists threw overboard. But, but you know, the reason for that is we are dominant Talmudists, and one old disabled Jewish man in a wheelchair is probably, from the Talmudic point of view, worth more than all of the Gentile lives, of all the able-bodied seamen in the whole United States Navy.
Dave, always good to hear from you. Thanks for your call.
Okay, Mark. Thank you.
All right. Ken, what do you have to say about that?
Well, first, I mean, I somewhat agree with that in this sense, that the viewpoint is probably correct in the sense that that we and our media will pay more attention to something like the Achille Lauro as opposed to the USS Liberty. I do think that was obviously a horrible tragedy. Just as the attack on 9/11 was a horrible, horrible tragedy, one of the letters there that I wrote, or one of my ads actually on television, says that yeah, that was a terrible tragedy, a 9/11. There's no question about that. But you have to look at the cause. Now, cause, and I mentioned in there what was the cause of it. I state that the cause of it was our one-sided treatment of Israel. And American troops on Muslim soil, which will never, ever, ever be accepted. But I said, listen, cause is not the same as justification. There was no justification for them to attack us in that manner. It was wrong. We did not deserve to be attacked. But there was a cause to it. You have to understand cause and effect. And our actions were actions that caused it. I talk to people, I say, look, of course, old Mike Tyson now, he's a passe now, but people know the name Mike Tyson. You walked up to Mike Tyson and slapped him in the face, guess what? They're going to be picking you up off the sidewalk.
Hey, Ken, hold that thought. We have to go to a break, and we'll be right back in a few minutes. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Very good.
It's the sun.